Right now, let's get back to the incident that took place here on the beach in the condo between the owners, the manager, and the beach police. I want to welcome to the show Linda Pender, chairman of the recall committee. And Linda, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Bernie. How you doing?
Doing well. So you were in that room. Were you on the video that's been seen by many of us?
Right. I was right at the doorway. I'm in the green dress.
The lady in the green dress. Okay.
That's me.
Linda, what, look, I've seen the video. I don't know what happened before the video was turned on. I'm not pointing any fingers yet, but did you, the biggest question I've had so far, and of course we're talking about the private meeting of the condo owners, and the manager of the condo wanted into the meeting. You all said, no, it's a private meeting. He called the police. The police come down and pretty much barged their way through the door in order to figure out what's happening here and try to resolve the dispute. And in so doing, knocked down a couple of you. And okay. It appears to be something went wrong, and I'm not sure exactly what. We're trying to sort it all out. But
okay,
but let me ask, my first question is, did you all rent that room?
No, we own that room. We're owners.
So, okay, but is it a public room? It does it matter?
That's where we have all of our board meetings. Mm-hmm. Meetings. In fact, there was one scheduled for 11 o'clock. We were having our recall meeting just prior to that, 2 hours before that.
Has it always been understood that those are private meetings and there's never been a problem?
And there's never been a problem with outsiders coming in.
All right, well, tell us everything. I mean, what happened?
Okay, well, basically what happened is we already knew that Ray McDonald, he had his job in jeopardy.
And he's the manager.
Right, he's the CAM manager. And when we replaced the board of directors, he would lose his job. And in my opinion, this man just lives by harassment and intimidation. We won't get into all that right now, but when we arrived there at about 8:30 in the morning, I feel like the police officers were downstairs already just waiting. I feel like particularly the large one was a friend of Ray's. I can't prove that. That's just my opinion. But when we went into the room, there was a cleaning lady already in the room. And now Ray McDonald stated just the opposite of that, but it's not true. We have several witnesses. We went into the room. The cleaning lady was there. She vacuumed, and we moved all the room around, set it up for both meetings. And she had gotten through. She was leaning up against the door listening to our conversation. And when it was about 9:05, I walked over to her. I said, "Are you an owner?" I did that just to clarify because you never know. And she said, "No, I'm the cleaning lady." And I said, "Well, our meeting is getting ready to start, so you need to step outside." And she walked outside. I'm sure she used her cell phone because they carry those cell phones. And it was not 5 minutes later, Ray McDonald with the beach police came upstairs.
So Ray, the manager never showed up alone. The first time he showed up to the meeting was with the police?
With the beach police, right. The first thing, I was inside the room, and apparently they had made a ruckus with the guard that I had hired. I had hired a security guard from a security company to be at the door to make sure that only owners came in. We had posted signs on the door and right beside the door. And by the time I got to the door, both of them were telling the guard he needed to leave. He had no business being there. You know, who hired him? You know, those kind of harassing things. And so, you know, several of his owners went to the door. Steve Bell was one of them. I was one of them. There were people behind me, too, listening. And we just told Ray that this was a private recall meeting. You know, we have a right to have a recall meeting, and he was not an owner, and he could not come in. And, you know, there was just some conversation there. Again, I don't know, they may have said something else to the guard. I can't remember exactly the entire conversation. But it only lasted a minute or so. And all of a sudden, Ray McDonald, and I think he used a code word. We don't know that, but looking at the video, it just appears to be. It was no reason for him to say what he did. And he starts immediately, aggressively going towards the door.
The manager did.
Right. And I'm standing to the right. Steve Bell standing to the left, right there in the door. And I told him, "Ray, you cannot come in here." Steve Bell said, "Ray, this is an owner's meeting. You're not an owner." And totally, I mean, the policeman had not said anything like, y'all opened the door, let Ray McDonald in. He didn't say, come out here, I want to talk to you. Nothing. The police officer did not make any kind of normal situations that you would think a police officer would do to investigate something. I mean, there was nothing of that all.
So what happened once once the manager started trying to get into the room, then what happened?
All of a sudden, just totally, I mean, it was so fast and it was so unbelievable to us. The police officer just rammed through there like a bull and knocked me in the ankle and the foot. My shoe went flying off. He hit Steve Bell into Miss Wanda Ford. Miss Ford was knocked to the ground and hit her head on the concrete. She was the one filming. She was inside the room where she didn't even know the police officer was there. She was filming Ray at the door, you know. But she was knocked all the way to the floor. And, of course, they started, you know, handcuffing Steve and all, which I think is one of the things that Ray McDonald, in my opinion, he had two objectives that day. One is he wanted to intimidate all the owners not to vote in the recall. He wanted to show his power that, you know, he didn't want us voting.
Linda, you're sort of implying that the manager had sort of the power to influence the beach police. What makes you think the manager has that kind of power?
You could tell the friendliness. The beach police did not even want to talk to me. They claimed they did, but if you watch the video, at one point he gets Deborah Lester out in the hall and he says, "Who's in charge of this meeting?" She says, "That lady over there, Linda Pender." He immediately turns around and walks out the door. He doesn't even come towards me, doesn't ask me one question, nothing.
And I want to talk, when we get back from a short break, a little bit about you all wanted to file, I understand, complaints with the police department.
That's
and
great.
Got resistance from that.
More than resistance.
All right. Well, if you'll hang tight, we got to take a quick break. I'd like to ask you questions about it. I also invite callers to ask questions maybe I haven't brought up yet. Phone number is 233-9988. Questions, comments for me or for Linda Pender, the chairman of the recall committee, one of the owners who involved in the condo incident recently. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Talk Radio 101, Northwest Florida's FM talk station. We're talking with Linda Pender. Linda Pender is the chairman of the recall committee, one of the owners involved in the conflict over at the owner's meeting where the beach police and the manager stormed into the room, and we're trying to sort out what happened, get Linda's side of the story. I'm also going to welcome the beach police to give their side of the story later. So please, no accusations that I'm not trying to get the whole story. Linda, thanks for coming on with us today.
Thank you, Bernie.
And so you told us a little bit about what happened at the at the meeting. What happened after, when you wanted to file a complaint with the police department?
Okay. Wanda and Mike Ford had already gone down to the police station, and when Wayne and I had arrived, and when I walked in the door, she was saying, "You mean they won't take a report?" And he said, "No, I'm not taking a report." I said, "You mean we want to file a complaint against this officer?" I said, "He was completely out of line." He said, "The only report we're going to file is by the officer." And we were just flabbergasted. And we said, do you understand that he hurt Miss Ford? And, you know, this was just forced, and it was just terrible, you know. And he says, "The only report is going to be filed by the officer." And I said, "Well, would you fax us a copy of the report?" He says, "I will not fax it." I said, "Well, would you mail it?" And he said, "Write your addresses down and we'll mail it." And by the way, Bernie, I'm still waiting for that mail. It's never arrived.
Yeah, you'll probably wait for a while I'm guessing.
I would imagine.
Aren't you able to file a complaint online?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not from Panama City. Right. I own property there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't live there.
Well, I think you can do that, and I would guess some of the other owners would know that.
I'm sure they didn't want to give us any additional information, you know, the police.
Who's hoping to have an FDLE investigation on this?
Who's asked for it?
Yeah.
Linda Killingsworth is helping us with this.
And she's one of the owners as well?
No, she's actually an Area 2 director of the Cyber Systems for Justice.
Okay. All right, well, we've got some people with questions. If it's all right with you,
there'll be one more thing I can mention here.
Go ahead.
Is we ask if he would call his boss Of course, this was on a Saturday. He said, absolutely not.
If who would call his boss? The person who was at the station when you went
Lieutenant
down to file the complaint?
We asked Lieutenant Heath if he would call his boss so we could talk to him. He said, absolutely not.
Very interesting. All right, so not much responsiveness there. Not much protect and serve mentality.
Right.
All right, let's go here, too. If you actually have a question, we're lucky enough to have Linda Pender on. She's one of the owners involved in the condo incident. Let's go here to, is this Bob? Bob, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, y'all. I got two questions. Darn, I was on hold for so long. number one, seeing how it was an owner's meeting and this guy's a manager, isn't he the employee of the owners? And my second question is, did the police show a warrant before they entered?
Linda?
And I will listen on the air.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay. Yes, the camp manager is an employee. He's a paid employee. And he did not have a right to be in that room. That was the owner's only meeting. We have a right to do that. Secondly, what was your second question? I forgot.
Did the officer have a warrant?
No, they had no warrant. The officer made no statement whatsoever vocally that he wanted in the room.
Is it your opinion that the officer sided with the manager without first obtaining as much information as he could?
Pardon?
Is it your opinion that the officer sided with the manager without first obtaining as much information as he could?
Absolutely.
Did the officer try, though, to get information from you all? Did he go to the door and start asking questions, and was he being rebuffed?
Well, let me tell you one thing, not rebuffed at all, but let me tell you one thing that is a little sticking point. When he was out in the hallway, he was very angry and hollering, and he was saying, who's in charge? Now, he's standing beside Ray McDonald, and in my opinion, they were practically holding hands as friends. That's just my feeling on it, you know. And when he was saying, who's in charge, that's not something that I would relate to as a question of who's in charge of the meeting. It was like he was saying that Ray McDonald was in charge,
uh-huh.
You know, because Ray is a very, in my opinion, he's a very aggressive type individual anyway.
Really interesting.
And so I think he was saying more, to me, he was saying, Ray McDonald's in charge.
Linda, we've got to take a short break. Can you stay with us? All right, let's go back to the phones now, and we've got Linda Pender on with us. She's one of the condo owners involved in the scuffle with the beach police recently. And Linda, thanks and welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So, all right, so we've got the story. We're caught up so far, and I know we've got a few people who have...
One point.
Go ahead.
I need to make, and I may have already made it, but the only time that the police officer said who's in charge of the meeting was on the tape when he was talking to Deborah Lester, and she mentioned Linda Pender, the lady in the green at the door, which I was the spokesman all along. It's obvious I was in charge of the meeting, if you want to use the word in charge. And as soon as she said that, he turns around and walks the opposite direction, never says a word to me. But here again, in charge is not a word, you know, that's not a phrase I use. You know,
no.
I'm a professional, and I don't feel like I'm in charge, you know. That may be a police terminology, but it's not mine.
So you're saying when he was screaming outside the door, who's in charge, you weren't sure what he was asking?
Right.
And
to
before
me, he was saying that Ray McDonald was in charge.
And before there was clarification, the door was forced open.
Right.
I have lots of questions, all right? I mean, personally,
okay.
Look, I don't have any police training, and so I'm not pointing fingers, but it seems to me that in a civil dispute, and police show up and there is no crime being committed, no charge of a crime being committed, you would think that the officer would separate the two parties in dispute, not walk up shoulder to shoulder with one of them. That just seems to me a way to defuse the situation. Am I wrong here? Phone number is 233-9988. I think people are going to have questions for you, Linda, and if it's all right, I'll go here now to Tom. You're on with Linda Pender.
Well, it sounds like you guys have, she has encountered the typical police officer's attitude lately. There's an article in the Squaw, I just wanted someone wrote that officers or policemen were college educated and state certified so that they could help and benefit people. My comment to that was BS. They're policemen so they can wear guns and bully and push people wherever they want to and do what they want to. Which is the case, it's happened to this lady, sounds to me like.
Well, Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You know, there's certainly some of them. There's certainly some of them. And, Linda, you may have encountered that. Let me just say, my experience with law enforcement has been that most of them do a really good job, especially considering the amount of state power and authority that they're vested with. I mean, they have the right to the legal monopoly to initiate force against us, which is exactly why I think they have to be able to step back and decide when is an appropriate time to initiate force. And I'm not sure this rises to that level, which is why I'm trying to figure it out. Go ahead, Linda.
I was just going to make the statement that, you know, I have a lot of respect for policemen and for, you know, the authority that they have. But here again, there's a lot of difference in law and order and in a police state.
Mm-hmm.
And we had frankly felt like we were in a third world country, you know.
Well, I know how frustrating it must be because, I mean, as I say, they have, they're wearing the badge. I mean, they've got the power of the state. And in that video, at the point in which that video was rolling, there was no equal talk there. It was not protect and serve. It was pretty aggressive. And
right.
I can imagine how helpless you all must have felt, especially after being shocked and probably hurt emotionally and physically by being knocked down. It had to feel, it had to be a pretty helpless feeling. And look, people I've talked to offline about this have said this was a civil dispute, it appears. There appears not to have been a crime in progress. So why ramp up the aggressiveness? It's that's the question here. All right, let's go to Robin. Good morning, Robin. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty well, thanks.
Good. My comment is there's no doubt in my mind that the police officers are trained as well as they can be trained. However, until the city decides to spend more money on getting better qualified people as police officers, I mean, they make, I think the starting wage is like $18,000 a year, $20,000 a year to start out with, and that's just the old adage of you get what you pay for. They do the best they can with the people that are willing to come work for them for that amount of money, but until the city is willing to pay more money to get to attract better qualified candidates, you're going to get what you pay for.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. I don't know what to say about that other than, you know, when you're wearing the badge and you have the authority to initiate force against people, you've got a great responsibility to use the right judgment. And does this meet that level? I mean, I just think that there were bad decisions made all around here. And I'm going to, frankly, Linda, talk with, hopefully I'll get a police spokesperson on to find out, look, we've got your side of the story, and it's easy to sympathize with you hearing your side of the story and seeing the video. But there's always two sides to the story, and I really want to hear the police's side on this.
I do, too.
Yeah, and it seems like they haven't talked to you, huh? They've just been pretty, you know, this is the way it is, and that's it.
Right.
Interesting. So where are you going from here on this?
Well, we are talking with an attorney right now, and we'll decide from then, you know.
What have some of the other owners said? What about the lady with the video camera that was rolling who got knocked over? What is Wanda saying?
Well, she's, you know, we're in together with this, you know, we're just really upset about it. And like I said, I was not physically hurt so bad that I didn't recover the same day.
Right.
You know, I mean, I was hit in the ankle and the knee, but you know, it was not a serious injury or anything like her.
Yeah, I should make clear that the video we're talking about is no Rodney King style beating.
No. No, it wasn't, but it was totally, you know, I mean, where's the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you know, peaceably
yeah.
assembly, whatever.
Yeah.
But,
that's right. You should have the right to peaceably assemble, and if there's a civil dispute, it seems to me that the attitude of a police officer should first be to protect and serve.
Right.
And if the officer chose sides and initiated aggression, I think he was in the wrong. I'm not sure yet that he did that, but that's probably where I'll come down on it. We've got another caller wants to talk with you. Ingrid, go ahead. You're on the show.
Yes, sir. I have a comment. I can sympathize. I have a lot of comments, so I'm going to hold it to one. I can sympathize with the idea that we get what we pay for, like the last caller was saying. But what about the not taking a complaint? And what about the supervisors and the higher-ups not even accepting their complaint when I went to file that.
Yeah, that's really, if that went down the way condo owners describe it, that is incredibly bothersome to me. That's really, it just shows, if that happened to me, it seems there was an arrogance there.
Yeah, I think we should expect something higher, at least from the higher-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my comment there.
Some responsiveness, absolutely. Ingrid, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. And that you must, again, feel helpless, Linda, when you go to file a complaint.
Part. I mean, all that happened in the condo room was terrible. But when you go to the higher-ups, when we went to the police station, and the arrogance there is like, we're not going to take your report. We're not going to, you know, work with you. You know, it's just like, you know. And, I just can't imagine. I can't fathom that a police department would not take a report, you know.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether they, you know, agree with it or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I just cannot imagine. You know, if I wanted to say somebody spit on the sidewalk and I didn't like it, they ought to be able to take a report. If they turned around and filed it in 13, you know, they should have at least taken the report.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go here to Tim. Tim, good morning. You're on with Linda Pender.
Hi.
Hi, Tim. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question, and I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but I'm a professional also, but if somebody walked up to a group I was with and asked me who's in charge, it's not like somebody's asking me how to do neurosurgery. It's a pretty cut-and-dry question. I mean, you said you didn't understand.
He didn't ask the question. He didn't say it like a question.
Well, that's why you stated earlier.
Bellowing, who's in charge, like, you know, like Ray McDonald's in charge. In other words, he was telling me, I interpreted it as he was telling me that Ray McDonald was in charge.
Did he say that to your face, Linda, or was he outside of a door saying who's in charge?
Well, he was in the hallway, but I was facing him. We weren't 2 or 3 feet apart.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess my question is, it's not a really difficult question, is who's in charge? You have a group. Basically, who's in charge of the group at this time? You said it's your work. Why couldn't you just come out and answer the police officer without, I mean, it's not, you know, like I said, it's not how to do brain surgery. It's who's in charge, and you stated you were, but, you know, you're kind of skewing it as he asked a difficult question, and to me, a second grader could answer this one.
Here again, I'm saying it was not as a question. It was more or less as a statement, and he was hollering as if Ray McDonald was in charge.
I understand the idea that if there's an officer saying who's in charge, maybe he's saying who's in charge of the group, or he's saying who's in charge, the manager or the owners. There could certainly be two different questions there.
Right. But I just think, you know, it's not a difficult question, and what I'd like to see is her on, you know, bring her back, because I'm sorry about what happened to you, because that's wrong. But, you know, I'd like to see her on with a police spokesman and, you know, because we're only getting one side.
Yeah, and I'm going to work to get the other side. I really am. I saw that the spokesperson, according to the News Herald, did not respond to their questions. We'll see if they'll respond to mine. Linda, would you come on with a police spokesperson?
Oh, yeah, I think I would.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can arrange.
I'm a long way off from y'all, but, you know, we can make arrangements.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can arrange it. Tim, thanks for the call. Let's go now to Bob. Good morning, Bob. You're on with Linda Pender.
Hey, Ray McDonald, is he the manager of that building?
He's the CAM manager.
He's what now?
He's the CAM manager, hired help.
What does CAM manager mean?
Does he still have a job?
Yes, he does.
Why? I mean,
because we were not able to do our recall.
Okay, well,
we're working on it still.
I mean, the way I understood it, it was an owner's meeting, not a manager's meeting. It was in a condo, and I assume the owner of that condo was at the meeting.
Right. We're the owners, and we were there having a recall meeting, which, according to Florida statutes, we have a right to do.
So this was like the owners of one building in particular?
There's only one building.
Okay. Well, then by all means, I hate to say it, but the man shouldn't have a job.
All right. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And, Linda, we've run out of time. Thank you for coming on the show and telling us what happened from your perspective. We sure appreciate it. And if anything develops, you're welcome to contact me, and we'll see if we can go on again.
Thank you, Bernie. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you very much. We'll keep sorting through it. I'll contact the beach police today and see if they want to tell their side of the story. I know that typically government agencies in ongoing investigations don't like to talk, but we'll see. We'll ask them. We'll find out the best we can what's happening. I want to remind you about...